What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Okay, this is a chat that I had with the Lazy Eyes a couple of weeks ago. They're playing at the Hollywood Avondale this Friday night with Daffodils. I'm going to head along. Here you go. Okay, so I've got the Lazy Eyes on the phone. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Harvey
and Itai.
Whereabouts are you guys based in Australia?
Sydney. Mm-hmm. And we all went to high school in Newtown. That was the birth. And now we all sort of live around Sydney, in the city, and in a west.
Now, you've recently put out an album called Songbook, is that correct?
Yeah, came out in
April.
April.
Mm-hmm. It got a bit of nice press within the online psychedelic community, people that are enthusiasts for guitar music and the like. Were you guys pretty stoked on the reception of the record?
Yeah, it was cool to hear that people liked it.
Yeah, it's our first album, so we didn't really know what to expect, but we were pretty flattered by all the music fans out there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess kind of in rather huge news, you've been out on the road with the Strokes, playing some shows with them on their most recent Australian tour.
Yeah, that was pretty surreal. That definitely haven't played venues like that before, arenas.
how many shows did you do with them, and what was it like each night?
We did three shows, one in Melbourne, in John Cain Arena, and then two in Sydney at Horden Pavilion. And Melbourne was really like imposter syndrome-y, because it was, and I feel like the arena added such a, like, this corporate vibe, and it was like, don't talk to anyone, like, just be where you need to be. Yeah, it was actually kind of a weird vibe. Still blessed to be supporting the Strokes, though. But yeah, the Sydney shows were really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Horden's an awesome venue, and we saw our first gig there together, so it was pretty wholesome.
What were the Strokes playing like? I heard mixed reports of their performances, but how'd you find it?
Definitely in the Sydney shows, it was really good. They seemed to be having a good time, because I feel like Horden Pavilion is, in terms of Sydney venues, probably like the biggest size venue you can get, where it still feels kind of intimate.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Yes.
And yeah, I feel like they really shined under those kind of, yeah, it was just like watching like a cool rock band, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, nice. I thought it'd be kind of cool for people to just get a taste of the music that you guys are like super into, anything that's inspired you, and just if you guys were to guess select a couple of tracks, what would they be and why?
I'll start. But like, both of us are really into Melody's Echo Chamber. All of her albums are really inspiring to us, and she made the Spotify playlist about her inspiration for her newest album, so we've been listening to that and found some really cool hidden gems in there. There's a song by The Electric Prunes called Holy Are You, and yeah, it's just so ahead of its time. Like, it's late 60s, but it sounds so modern, and it's got like one of the best guitar solos ever in it. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, because we're not, even though we're like a guitar band, we don't actually really look up to like guitar players much or anything, but the guitar solo on that song is awesome. So yeah, Holy Are You, The Electric Prunes.
Holy are you, holy are you.
what would you like to select next and why?
I'll select Home Computer by Kraftwerk. Yeah, we used to not really, like, explore electronic music that much, but at least for me, I sort of opened the rabbit hole during lockdown, and it sort of, like, started with, like, more dancing and ravey music, like Chemical Brothers and Prodigy, and then I sort of, like, wiggled my way back in time, sort of, and into different crevices of nicheness. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got, like, I realized that all the stuff I liked sort of stemmed back to Kraftwerk.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was my crevices of nicheness. I never thought I'd say those two words in a row. But yeah, I sort of landed back at Kraftwerk, which is where I guess everything stemmed from, electronic music-wise. And I actually got the chance to see them in New York, like, last month. I was on holiday with my girlfriend over there, and they happened to be playing at Radio City Music Hall, and yeah, it was a pretty life-changing show. It was, like, yeah, very awesome. But yeah, this song, Home Computer, is, like, probably one of my favourites of theirs. I think it still sounds super futuristic, even though it was, you know, released however many years ago. I'm not good enough at maths to calculate that, but... Thank you.
What is the next tune you've got lined up for us, dudes?
This is a bit of a bit of a crevice of nicheness here. I got shown this song by Gautier. The song is Get to Know Me, and the artist is Ade, A-D-E. And when I was in New York, my manager actually hooked me up with Gautier, who sung Somebody That I Used to Know. Mm-hmm. And we hung out at his studio for a bit, and we were just talking about heaps of music. And so that was really cool. But after we left, he like sent me this album by Ade. And yeah, it was like one of the most creative things that I've heard in a while. I feel like it does that thing of like blending heaps of genres into a big like smoothie of an album. But this was one of my favorite songs on that album. It's pretty out there, but it's really cool. It's called Get to Know Me.
And one last song, gents. What would you like to play?
Basically, kind of how Harvey got into like a music subgenre, kind of digging deep into electronic and all that kind of stuff. During lockdown, I was getting into this subgenre called hauntology, and it's basically like kind of old music that sounds kind of creepy and it's somewhat electronic, but and uses samples. And yeah, so there's this label called Ghostbox, and they like Ghostbox and Warp release a lot of that kind of stuff. And yeah, so I found this album by The Advisory Circle, and the song is called Civil Defense is Common Sense. Yeah, and it's really, I don't know, it's just really strange, but it makes me feel good. So yeah, it's, yeah, you have to listen to it to understand what I mean, but yeah, that's the next one. Yeah.
Here's an announcement for teachers. If you'd like to help, we'd be most grateful if you'd ring support services, or you can write to support services. And now here's your program.
Civil defense is common sense.
Now, what can people expect from your show down here in Auckland? What's a Lazy Eyes show like?
Nothing like the songs we just recommended.
Yeah. It's just rock and roll, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Just a colourful rainbow of rock and roll. I don't know. We like to get the crowd participation going. We get everyone on the floor at a certain point of our set, which is always fun. And then we all jump up and have a good time. But, yeah, we'll just be playing the songs from Songbook. And, yeah, we're pretty keen. Daffodils are really cool too, so should be a good fun run of shows.
The Lazy Eyes this Friday night with the Daffodils at the Hollywood Avondale. I'll see you there. We'll be right back.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.